Switch Disco there with Ella Henderson and React. It's 9:15. You're listening to WRS. And is it springtime? It's certainly springtime in Carouge. Coming up, Cecilia Campeus from the Ville de Carouge joins us to talk to us about Printemps Carougeois, that springtime festival that I look forward to every year. Cecilia, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello. Good morning, Kat. A pleasure to be with you again.
It is. And my goodness, it is springtime in Carouge. Coming up very, very shortly, the dates for your festival kicking off on the 4th of May. My goodness, this is coming around quick. Are you ready? Are you ready to launch?
Well, here we are. We are trying to do our best to have everything set and welcome everybody.
What's the theme this year?
So this is a fascinating theme, Kat. We have rites and rituals. So that is really something that we are having a lot of fun because, of course, we can go to something very, very sacred, but at the same time, we can have, you know, day-to-day rites and rituals that we invent to ourselves. So we're going to explore the theme through very different aspects and angles.
You found some great highlights from the program that are suitable for non-French speakers, specifically
exactly.
For us. I thank you very much. Can you take us through some of your highlights?
Yeah, I just want to say that our website, everything is in English as well. So you have, you know, the opportunity to read all everything.
Thank you.
We'll be starting with a very fascinating proposal of a musician. And his proposal is called Rites, and he will be exploring the transition between the world and the sacred music. And he will start the concert with 20 minutes of Qigong that we will do all together in order to raise our vibration before he starts the concert. And he will be exploring a lot of sounds and bowls, and of course, he's a jazz player, so it's going to be very interesting. And this will be done outdoor, close to a very beautiful and poetic place in Carouge, close to a water point. So that seems very, very interesting and nice. Mm. And then we have a great photographer that is coming. It's called Charles Fréger, Wilder Man. And this exhibition is going to be also outdoor. We'll have the vernissage on the Saturday the 6th with also a piano concert. And this photographer has been exploring Europe during 2 years and taking pictures of the wild men and the figure, how people dress with outfits in the rituals. So the exhibition is absolutely fascinating, like beasts, and you don't see the man and the human being behind all these outfits anymore. It's very, very interesting. So I really invite, and this is going to be the whole month of May, so you can come anytime anyway.
Brilliant.
Yes. Then a very poetic one is called Ode Sufi. Have you been to Turkey, Kat?
I have.
Yeah. Do you know the Dervish dancers?
I'm not sure that, I know, but I don't know if I know enough.
Yeah, you know, it's a Sufi dance, is a form of prayer and devotion. And the dance leads to inner wisdom, and you connect yourself to heaven and earth. Well, this proposal is going to be this time by a woman, which is very rare in this tradition. And she will do this in the temple. So she will be dancing Sufi, that Sufi mystic dance in the temple. Yeah, so that seems very interesting as well.
I love that. When is that taking place?
That's going to be on Friday the 12th and Sunday the 14th. So make sure you take a ticket because the temple, you know, the capacity is not it's not the Paleo Festival of Lyon.
Not too huge. All of this going on between the 4th and the 14th of May. But the exhibit, is that going on slightly longer?
Yeah, exactly. The exhibit, we'll have it until the end of May because it's a huge exhibition. We'll have like 30 different images that we have selected with the photographer. We'll be exposed in the Parc Côtier, which is just next to Parc de Sardaigne and the Museum of Carouge. And the vernissage is on the Saturday the 6th, which is going to be very nice because there will be a concert, a piano concert. from Oana Dinea, and she will be playing outdoor as well, and there will be also a cocktail, so it's always very nice to come to the to the vernissage.
One thing that we were talking about a couple of months ago was actually about people getting people to sign up and submit films, though, for your short film festival, because there's a short film festival element to this festival. We were talking about that, and I would love to know, I mean, can we watch all of the films that were submitted?
Yeah, well, that will be opening the festival on the 4th at the Cinéma Bio. So this year we are actually having our anniversary, 10 years, and people, we have received 60 films and animation films that we will be discussing with the jury that will be take place tomorrow. So yeah, we'll have a selection of the movies that have been submitted to the conquest, and what I've seen is really, really interesting, and there are some very poetic proposals, and it's a very, very nice evening on the Cinéma Bio, free of course. So that's nice, and we also have a range of proposals for the little ones, and one that I really, really like is called Superpowers for My Super Cuddly Toy. So people, the kids will come with their cuddly toy, and they will actually do a magical ritual, so their cuddly toy, and they will outfit them and with the color tape, feathers, glitter glue, pens, fabrics, and with an artist that is actually leading the workshop, and then they will personalize their cuddly toy and take it back home with superpowers.
I love that. That's nice. Yeah. Very creative and open to all to get very, very artistic. Yeah. That's lovely.
It's very, very cute.
Yeah. Hey, Cecilia, I know we've got so many different things on the program, but I love just hearing about the different interpretations of your theme as well. I think that that's really interesting. So rites and rituals, just lots and lots of different interpretations to that. If you want to find out more and question how you might interpret it over the festival itself, make sure that you pop along between the 4th and the 14th of May in Carouge. Cecilia, there's a website that you have mentioned is in English. Can you give us that website?
It's the same, printemps-carougeois.ch, and you just press on English. You know, there is a little button, and everything is in English, so you can really appreciate and read.
Excellent. Cecilia, thanks so much for telling us about it. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, we are really waiting for you, everybody. So come and, you know, take part to the ritual. If you're worried a trip to the dentist